now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Oh, I should be so lucky to be Marnie Yule. Listen, Radio Land, I'm having an identity crisis when I come here because I am actually Laura Lee Nye, and I'm lucky enough to be the vice mayor of Prescott Valley, and I love doing that job. Today with me, my guest, and she's a very special guest for me today, is Shelby Marks. I almost forgot the Marks. And I'm not real sure what your total title is. I know that you're our teen librarian, but what's an official title, Shelby?
My official title is teen librarian.
Okay, yep. I got it right. I wanted to be sure.
Yep, nailed it.
Well, before we cut loose with Shelby and wait until you hear what she's going to share with us today, I wanted to tell all of you a wonderful experience I had after the show last month. If you are frequent listeners, you know that I ask you to go out and do a random act of kindness, and I did that at the last show. Well, guess what happened to me? I made a stop on my way home from the show and I purchased some large items. So I get to my car and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be interesting getting this into my car. And a lady right next to me took one look at me, came right over and said, "Will you allow me to help you get those items in your car?" That's what I'm talking about, folks. And random act of kindness. Mm-hmm. And to receive one right after I had just asked all of you to do that was pretty darn meaningful to me. And no, I'm sure she hadn't heard me say it. It was in her heart. So, Shelby, tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about the teen library, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. So I've been at Prescott Valley Public Library for 2 years now, in this position as teen librarian. So, what I do there is all of this programming and services, and collection development for the teens in our community, specifically ages 12 to 18. And I moved here a couple of years ago for this position specifically, from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Roll Tide.
Say that. Yeah, say that three times real fast.
Yeah, all right. Totally.
Yeah. Well, what brought you here? Was it the job?
I did. I came straight out of grad school, straight for the job. And my dream job was to be a teen librarian, and so I'm already doing that, which is pretty amazing. So
that's the right word. That's the right word, Shelby, to realize your dream right out of your educational process.
Absolutely.
Because that doesn't happen a lot anymore.
It really doesn't.
There was generations where I know my brother had a job the day he graduated and went to work for the Bureau of Land Management, and they came seeking him.
Oh, cool.
That isn't like that so much anymore, is it?
No, and I'm actually really, really lucky because a lot of people have several months of a break after grad school before they get that position as a librarian, because it can be kind of competitive, and you know, unless you're willing to relocate, which is difficult for a lot of people, it sometimes can be difficult to find that job. But I was really lucky; it was only about a 2 month break in between before I got the job. So
okay, now I'm going to put her on the spot. Tell me about some of the culture shock you went through when you got here, because every area has its own culture.
Sure. So I actually grew up in the Air Force, so I moved every 2 years my whole life. So it's not so much a culture shock of like moving. I'm pretty used to that, but I have never lived in a town this small. So that was kind of a shock a little bit. And this rural, I did live in Oklahoma for a while, but we lived near Oklahoma City. So it was both rural and, you know, city. So it was kind of a mixture of both. And here it is very rural, you know, a community I've never really been a part of. So it's been really nice kind of learning the area and the community. So.
Well, we have a lot of positive things in our small rural community, like the story I told about that Brandon Mapped to Kindness. I became aware today, and I won't plug the business again. You noticed I was careful before. At a drive-through in Prescott Valley yesterday, a customer paid for the customer behind them. That customer paid for the customer behind them. And the employee in that business was really impressed and let us all know about that happening.
That's very cool.
That is the culture of our area. And I have children down in the valley. I'm a sassy senior, for those of you that don't know. And I like to say I'm an oldie but goodie. Well, they're trying to get mom back down in the metropolitan Phoenix. Forget it, kiddos. Too much going on here. One of the things before I really turn Shelby loose is, I don't normally do this, but I'm one of the biggest fans the library has. Shelby wouldn't know this being a newcomer, but I fought everybody, including our finance director, to make sure that library was built. Because, Shelby, we were ready to put the walls up when the downturn in the economy happened. And everybody was afraid to go forward. Not me. Well, I saw opportunities. I knew we'd come in under budget because everybody was looking for jobs. Nanner, nanner, nanner. I was right. I was right. So I want to tell you a little about what we call the purpose of our library. And the purpose is to be a community gathering place with a collection that meets the needs of present and future generations. It offers events which bring people together to get more out of life, provides services to spatial populations. I have a moist mouth. And supplies tools. Think about that. Supplies tools to access resources for personal enjoyment or practical fulfillment. Is that a true statement of our library?
I would say definitely. We're super community oriented. Everything that we do there, from programs to the collection that we have on our shelf, is for our community specifically and where we are.
Yeah. Just other thing I want to share with you is our stated purpose is based on six staff values. Make every decision with integrity. Deliver results through teamwork, provide exceptional service, lead into the future with vision. Wait till you hear about the vision. Be dedicated to excellence and have fun.
That last one's very important to us, especially.
What is it like for you? Because I think even you must have grown up in an era when libraries were shh, and we don't do that anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. Ours is, first of all, probably one of the loudest libraries you'll ever be in. And I think it's also simply because of our building, but also a lot of the staff were a little louder and we like to have a good time. Yeah. And we want it to be a place that people feel like they can come and enjoy themselves and not just, you know, have to be quiet. Although we appreciate the quiet learning space as well. And we hope that people get that out of their experience as well. We like to be a place where people can access a lot of different things.
I witness it every time I'm there. Well, guess what, folks? You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM. 5.5 FM and worldwide at KQNA.com. And by golly, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Oh, they know who I am now. And all of you wonderful listeners now know it's really me, Laura Lee Nye. And I'm still here with Shelby. Shelby, I wanted to read another little statement here that I think is important, and then we'll have a discussion about it. The library partners with Friends of the Library, adult literacy group, town departments, institutions of higher learning, the business community, and other community organizations to deliver services and resources. And we consider this instrumental to our efforts to make people our priority. Mm-hmm. How accurate is that for did you find?
It's so accurate. We offer a lot of services, but there's just no way we could do what we do without our partnerships and our friends, specifically our Friends of the Library group. They are an organization that supports the library through purchasing materials and helping support our programs that we offer, which I'll talk a little bit more about later. And they're always looking for new members. So any member of the community can be a member of the Friends if you are looking to support your library. And they meet monthly on the fourth Thursday, and it's only $5 a year to be a member. And, you know, you get to, in that case, you get to support and help make decisions on what happens in the library.
I know, and because I've been up here for such a long time now, I know friends that have been friends of the very first library that was built here.
Very tiny library.
And we've had many iterations since then.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the objectives and goals.
Of the Friends, specifically?
The teen.
Yes. So the teen department, our goals are to provide an amazing space and support for our teens in our community. You know, our 12 to 18-year-olds, they're such a unique group. They're a really unique population. And our goal is just to support them in what they're doing and also just provide a neat kind of hangout space as well. A lot of it, you know, it is about the books. It's about the literacy.
Yeah.
But it's also about the community that we're creating there at the library. And so most of my interactions with the teens are not relating to books, frankly.
I know. We're actually helping them learn socialization, are we not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and also learning how to, like, handle yourself in public.
Exactly.
And it's just a neat space. We have computers back there for them and just hangout spaces, as well as, of course, I always hope that them being in the library will encourage them to read. But, you know, that's not always the case. But it's wonderful when we have those interactions with them as
yes.
well. So, yep, so we're looking to provide that community space for them.
Well, you and I and our producer, Link, knows that we have a real exciting event coming up. Why don't you tease, and we'll talk about it later, so all you listeners have to stay on.
So one of our really big summer events that are happening this year is that we may or may not be putting on a Comic-Con at our library in July. So we have that to look forward to.
What's the date in July?
July 28th.
All right.
Event at the library.
All right. Now, I know little to nothing about this. I am going to learn with you. However, I have experienced a little bit of that, and I'm really, really excited. But let's get back to our teen responsibilities and anything else that you want to share generally about the library before we go into all the fun things.
Just that we have all these programs going on that we'll chat about here in a minute.
What about some of the other departments? What do you want to share about? Just pick a department other than your own.
Okay, of course.
And
yeah.
Give us a little information about it.
So one of the departments that I don't think gets enough credit is our circulation and cataloging department. They are, first of all, they're always on the front lines. If you ever go to the checkout desk, that's who you're talking to right there. So they're always out helping people. They're the ones who shelve. They're the ones who take in items when they come in, and they handle damaged items and anything related to accounts. And their job is definitely the hardest in the whole library. And
yeah.
They don't think they get enough glory for what they do, because we could not run without them. They're
absolutely
fabulous.
And they rescue me when the machine won't accept my card.
Yes, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
And they do. And you know what? I've never walked in there without being smiled at.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Does anybody understand how important that is in our hectic life?
Mm-hmm.
Smiles are the sunshine indoors. Come on.
Well, and one of our hopes is to bring, you know, excellent customer service to whoever comes into our library every day, and to just help you find what you're there for, whether it's you just need to get on a computer for a second to check an email, or you're looking for a book, or you want to go to a program. Our goal is to be there and to be able to answer those questions for you.
And you know what? We accomplished a big goal in that we shouldn't have a leaking roof this monsoon season.
We're real excited about that over there at the library.
I'm going to be real nervous when I go and check in, you know, once mm-hmm. we get to the monsoon, because we've really been through a lot of misery with that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, it's rained since then, and we haven't had any problems.
Well, do you want to tantalize them again about our secret topic before we go for the next break?
Just know that it's going to be pretty amazing and pretty huge, and stay tuned for more details on it.
So, Ms. Producer, are we ready to do this now?
We are.
Well, then, you're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. You better believe we'll be back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
This is Steve Sitchka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy pets and animals are a huge part of healthy communities. However, another huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 7th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. You like classic cars and street rods? And don't miss it. It takes place at Yavapai College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 21st. And all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. Food and coffee will also be available. Also on Saturday, April 21st, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 10 till 3. Here you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put on your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. See you there.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, Radio Land. We are back. You know, we have a whole new worldwide something. Is that tempting? Tell them what it is, Shelby.
So yesterday afternoon, our brand new Prescott Valley Public Library website went live.
And it's truly worldwide.
Yes, it is. Yep. You can find us at PV, as in Prescott Valley, lib.net. And hopefully, it's really easy to navigate. It should be very easy to navigate. Large print. And you can get all the information you could ever want about the library, upcoming events, information about the departments, a little bit more info about the staff, if you want to meet, you know, who works there and become a friend of the library. Exactly. You can do that on the website, too. And
okay,
see about
what
our board.
About a not-so-sassy senior like me that is new to the technology?
Sure.
They can do it, right?
Absolutely. That was one of my major goals in building this new website, was that it would just be very user-friendly for everybody, all ages.
Outstanding.
And really intuitive. So I think we've achieved
that. So even easily frustrated people can navigate.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
I love your answer. You know, I'm so aged that I don't even know the terminology, but my very first computer program to learn was WordStar. You've never even heard of
not,
it, have you, Shelby?
I have not.
Whoa! And I just kept learning over the years and kept learning and learning. Uh-huh. But still, with all of that background, I can be intimidated sometimes when I'm trying to find something and get stuck.
Right.
Would you have any tips about calm down when you get stuck and you just can't seem to find what you're looking for?
Sure.
What should you do?
Well, one thing is you're never going to break anything, which I think is something that people get in their head, is that I'm going to mess something up or I'm going to ruin it. But if you just remember that you're really not, you'll find it. I mean, even if it takes you a while to find it, don't be afraid to click on stuff, you know, to take your
great
time.
Great advice.
It. Thank you.
You can't destroy your computer. You mm-hmm. can't destroy whatever, even if it's your phone, you know.
Also, one of the huge services we do at the library is tech help. We have a drop-in tech time on Fridays from 11 to 1. And also we have a service called Book a Librarian, where you can book one-on-one time with a librarian. And a lot of what we do in that time is tech-related. Of course, we can also help with research and all kinds of other things as well. But a lot of what we do is help people with their devices.
I thought I knew it. Pretty much everything you were doing there, that one I didn't know about.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yep, and you can just call the library anytime and set up, tell them what you're looking for, and then they'll forward you on to one of us who can help you work with that. I do a lot of tech-related stuff, so I've helped a lot of people with devices, and just bring in your device, and we'll help you with it.
Have we had much going on with our audiovisual?
We do. I'm glad you asked, actually. we have our digital media lab at the library, and it's so sad how underutilized it is just because mm-hmm. people don't know it exists. Mm-hmm. And it's a really awesome tech lab. So it's a Mac lab specifically.
All right.
So it has Mac computers.
Okay.
Yep.
Macintosh people.
Yes.
Other sassy seniors. Macintosh.
Apple products. So it's the Mac computer lab. And we have a green screen in there as well as a bunch of different video cameras and recording equipment that people can come in and work on as well. And we're looking at maybe putting together a podcast for the library. And you can do that in there. And
I love that.
And we have a 3D printer in there as well. And that room is available to anyone with a library card.
So, again, would it be true they can't break those pieces of technology either?
Nope.
They can only benefit and learn and
Absolutely.
Have fun and get excited and create.
And it's never too late to learn a new
yeah.
skill. Absolutely not.
I love when we have opportunities to create. And when you learn new things, you are mm-hmm. creating.
Absolutely.
How are our teams now? I find them extremely creative.
Absolutely.
You're another generation, so tell me about your experiences with the teens.
Absolutely. So we have an amazing, enthusiastic group of teens that hang out at the library. Even just the creativity I see from drawing on the chalkboard we have in the back room to an occasional doodle on a table that, you know, but also, I mean, people utilize the teens are primarily the ones who are utilizing the digital media space.
Exactly.
So a lot of them go in there and will mess around with the music equipment and learn how to make their own songs.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, we had a teen who was a YouTuber, so she would make videos for her YouTube channel in the library. And
good
specifically,
for her.
She'd bring her violin in and play in the library and record her videos and put them on YouTube. It was fabulous. And then we have the 3D printer, so a lot of that is people downloading other people's designs, but they also will sometimes go in and design their own things and then print those as well.
Well, I'm going to take a risk here because something just popped into my dizzy, busy head. Could a local business person come in and create their own commercial?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what that space is for. I mean,
I love that.
We have really basic movie editing software, simply the iMovie that comes on the Mac computers. It's a pretty easy to use program. And mm-hmm. None of us necessarily are movie experts, but mm-hmm. we can certainly help you navigate it some as well.
Well, I'm trying to imagine what else that I want to ask you. I think maybe I'm going to move on and I'm going to talk about what I was listening to this station driving in. And they were talking about technology, which mm-hmm. we're talking about. And I already knew that drones were going to take over that world. But it was really interesting. And they were talking about 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're going to live to see the day where there's going to be 3D printers available.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as it is, people can 3D print full-on limbs, workable limbs.
Yes.
The one we have at the library is not that intense. It's really more for modeling and small parts. And we are just ordered a new one that we'll have to put together when it gets here. So
what kind of things are they currently using the 3D print for? And it probably has limitations.
Right. So it'll only do like a, I think it's like a 6x6x6. So 6-inch cube, I think, is about as big as it'll make right now. And mostly it's just been people making things that they wanted from like a TV show or a book or a movie. It's been a lot of nerdy, fun little things. I've printed.
Fun's a good word.
Yeah. I printed like characters from video games that I enjoy or, you know, but the other day we actually had a really cool experience. There was a gentleman who came in and he needed to 3D print a piece for his car that was going to cost him about $500 to replace.
Wow.
And it was a very special, like a specific part for a Hummer, I think was specifically what it was. And he, we were able to find that somebody else had already made this design online. So we were going to, you know, make it based on, it was just a small, pretty simple design. So we were going to hopefully make it for him and be able to print it. But we were able to find it online because somebody else had come into the same problem and built it and put it out there. So we were able to download it. It took just about an hour to print it and that saved him $500. It was pretty amazing.
Well, I'll admit I was a little sneaky. I didn't know we had a 3D printer. But I'm excited to hear we're going to have an improved.
Yep, it'll make, I'm not sure the dimensions of the new one, but it'll be much bigger, which will be really cool.
Well, you hear out there, listeners, you've got to come in and check all of this out.
Totally.
What surprises would anybody get walking into the teen library?
Well, I'm sure it would not be a surprise that it's loud back there. but we encourage that. So maybe that is a surprise, is that we encourage.
It's busy and active.
It is so busy. And, you know, we want to pretend it's not, but it is. It's wonderful to see how many teens we have there on any given day.
Well, I love the energy. I always kind of walk back there. I don't know if you've ever seen me peeking around the corner, but I've done it. So guess what, folks? You're still listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And yes, we will be back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, the more pros buy, the more they save. And they save on the brands they trust, like SharkBite. Have a plumbing job coming up? Get SharkBite Push to Connect fittings when buying in bulk. And not only does Lowe's save pros money, we also save pros time. Just order ahead on lowesforpros.com, and your order will be ready for pickup at the Pro Desk. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started. See the Lowe's Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for more details.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A man who had an arrest warrant out of Yavapai County has been arrested for allegedly passing funny money. 43-year-old Christopher Rock was taken into custody last Friday after he was accused of passing the bogus bucks at both Safeway stores in Flagstaff.
The officers had recognized the suspect matched the description of a person who had passed three other $400 bills at the Safeway on the other side of town earlier in the day. Mr. Rock appears to travel throughout the state of Arizona, so there may be victims throughout the state.
Flagstaff Police Sergeant Corey Runge says the suspect had drugs and equipment to make the phony bills.
While searching incident to arrest, they also located methamphetamine and tools used to make counterfeit $100 bills, along with several other forged $100 bills.
Rock has been booked into the Coconino County Jail on possession of a forged instrument and a forgery device. He's also facing drug charges. The town of Prescott Valley is making a change in its utility billing system.
The Iowa-based CDS Global has handled and processed water and sewer payments since 2010. Outsourcing of printing and mailing monthly bills soon followed. The contracts for both services expire in June. Customer Accounts Division Manager Mark Luson explains the town is sticking with CDS for the mailed payment services.
The payments have stayed the same. Payments will go to the same place that they've been the last 8 years. Billing side will be more efficiently generated from a more billing, print, mailing service company. There will be amenities that come with that, even at a cheaper price.
InfoSend, an Anaheim, California-based company, will be taking over billing and mailing services. Luson says this will result in a cost savings for the town.
We're estimating at $20,000 a year in savings. This is something that we want to do on a regular basis. When we stick with one company for a number of years, we want to remain competitive. That way, we can ensure our customers and citizens that we're giving them the best price for these services.
The estimated cost for InfoSend's services is almost $135,000 annually. CDS Global annual costs is approximately $24,000 a year. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, and winds pick up on Thursday. We're going to see an overnight low of 35 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 68 tomorrow and a high of 62 on Thursday. 40 degrees tonight in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 78 and a high on Thursday of 73. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our Pink Lady, Mara.
One of the prettiest ladies you'll ever meet. Her flowers are the color of pink lipstick blotted on a white tissue.
Gorgeous and carefree, her knee-high flowers sing in the slightest of mountain breeze and a hummingbird's dream diet, all for $12.
She dresses up the mailbox and loves driveway heat and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love ladies in pink, they love to shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, it is I, and I still have Shelby with me. Shelby, what do we want to talk about now?
So we have a couple more upcoming teen programs that I'm
very excited about.
Around Labor Day, we are doing a large improvised adventure game, also known as live action role playing.
LARP.
Yep.
Wow.
LARP, for
That's
sure.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Large improvise role playing.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And so that'll all be surrounding, you know, a storyline. We have some amazing people who we're working with on this, and from around the community, including Launchpad in Prescott. And it'll be a huge all-day adventure game where the teen participants are taught a bunch of different skills. So we'll costume them. They'll learn how to fight and do improv, fight with fake swords, of course, theater fighting, and learn
play acting.
Yes, play. It's play. And then they'll have this huge adventure game that is going to happen in the evening, and it's going to be really just fabulous. We're very excited about that program.
Have you done this before, or is this a first timer?
This is a first timer, yeah.
Wonderful.
We are very lucky to be working with somebody who does this as a passion of hers. She, you know, on the side, she has worked at a camp. She loves it, and it's amazing.
All right. I got a butt in here. For years, I personally, in trying to get other people, have been trying to think of a signature event for Prescott Valley we could do every single year. I'm wondering about this.
Maybe, yeah, that would be really awesome. Well, I mean, it's specifically a teen event, but...
But I'm fine with that.
Me too.
Hey, I'm a great grandmother. In fact, I almost stroked out because this week my oldest great-granddaughter was 18. I looked in the mirror and said... Well, that's interesting. Fill us in a little more, because this is new for me, Shelby.
Right.
I have mental pictures, a lot of movement, a lot of color,
yes,
a lot of laughter, a lot of action.
Yes, so we're doing a Greek mythology theme, which is really exciting, a really cool educational opportunity as well. And just picture about 30 to 45 teenagers dressed up in togas fighting with foam swords in a grassy field, and you've nailed it. It's going to be really great. And we're going to have hopefully a lot of staff. And there's a storyline that's a part of it. So they follow a storyline, and there's an actual game that they're playing. It's not just out there. They're not just out there fighting with swords. There's a full-on story and goals they're trying to accomplish. So it's going to be pretty incredible.
Well, Greek mythology is fascinating.
Absolutely.
And so is Greek fact.
Yep, it is.
Well, where you want to go next, Shelby?
Is it maybe time to tell them about the big event? Or
I don't know. Are you ready? Are listeners ready? We've got some excitement. Go for it, Shelby.
This summer on July 28th, we are hosting Fandomania, a Comic-Con event at our library. And a comic convention is kind of a national thing that goes on all over the country. In fact, there's one very large one that happens in Phoenix in May every year. And really, it's just a merging of fandom culture, which is fans of any kind of anything, books, movies, comics, TV, anything, coming together with artists and performers, and in our case, local businesses, to
yes,
just create a really great day, full of excitement and events.
I went online, I think I told you this before, but not on the air. I went online to decide what character I wanted to be.
Oh. I love that.
I was overwhelmed. Oh, my gosh.
You could pretty much be anything you wanted to. And it's not, you know, it's not exclusively about the comic book world anymore. At one point, it really was. But now it's a lot more inclusive of, if you're just a fan of pretty much anything, you're welcome there. And it's a really inclusive event.
All right. Now, this is not your first year to do this.
This is my first year specifically. The library has done it before. It was before I was there.
Okay.
I think like maybe 5 years ago, but this is my first one.
All right. So fill our wonderful, amazing listeners in on some characters that they might find at this event.
Yes. So we are having some specific performers from all over the state coming. The 501st Legion will be there, and they are stormtroopers.
Nice.
And so you'll see stormtroopers and...
All right.
You won't want to miss it.
As in Star Wars?
As in Star Wars. Yep. And some members of the Rebel Alliance. You might see Wonder Woman there. That's...
We got a lot of them around. This room's full of them.
And, you know, who knows what else will show up for that. The Ghostbusters will be there, actually, Arizona Ghostbusters. So we have a lot to look forward to in terms of that.
We told them the date, but we didn't tell them where and what times, did
yes.
we?
No, we did not. So it will take place at the library from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it is a full day's worth of events, and there will be stuff for all ages, so this is for everyone in our community to join.
So we're going to be inside and outside, aren't we?
We will be inside, and hopefully if the weather permits, because it's right in monsoon season, so who knows. Yeah. But we should have stuff going on outside as well as food vendors that will be there during the day, so you can come and snack on some good local business food.
Okay, what would be the most unexpected, outlandish character that could show up? That maybe sassy ladies like me would have to say, Shelby, what's that? Who's that?
I don't know if I have one specifically. I do feel like maybe an anime character would be a little bit of a shock for some people, although not uncommon at a Comic-Con, but for people who are unfamiliar with that specific fandom, as I was saying earlier.
Well, explain what anime is.
So anime is specifically the animated version of a lot of manga, which are like Japanese comics.
Thank you. Manga is the Japanese.
You're getting crash course.
Look at all the new stuff you're learning today.
It's a crash course today.
Manga. I kind of know a little bit about it because of my great grandkids, but I haven't run into that one.
And I cannot profess to be an expert on that, except that I work, you know, I order those materials and I'm familiar with some of them, but I don't read a lot myself. So I'm definitely not an expert on it, but it's a pretty awesome thing to be a part of.
Okay, we're all the way from Stormtroopers to mangas. Mm-hmm. How are they going to get along when they come together?
So something that's so wonderful about Comic-Cons is that it really brings together people, and they just really celebrating kind of a nerd culture that's wonderful. You know, people celebrating things that they love, whether it is manga or Star Wars or the Marvel characters or whatever. People really just have a great time at it, and everybody's always so friendly. I've been to the Phoenix Comic-Con before, and people are just, I mean, if you're in character, they're going to take you as you're in character. You're not, you know, Joe from the street.
Right.
This character. And people are very willing to suspend reality for a minute and play along, which is fabulous.
This is going to sound like a downer. It is not. This is a heads up. I have a great grandson who's terrified of anything in costume. So I just want to share to all of you out there, don't subject a child to this event.
Not if you're afraid, yeah.
If you know, people in character are intimidating or frightening to them, because I don't want them traumatized.
Mm-hmm, absolutely not.
I just don't. And we do have children that have those kind of experiences, and it's hard for them. So be wise, Grandma. Be wise, Auntie and Uncle.
Yep.
But you can come
and dress up, because that's the best part. That day will be filled with all kinds of events. So we have games and workshops that will be going on, and some of our local businesses will be there hosting games and workshops. One of the things I'm very excited about is a life-size Mario Kart race that we're going to have outside.
I forgot about the Mario Kart. Thank you.
That one's one of my favorite. So we're going to have, like, foam balls that you can throw at each other as shells, and we have a whole plan and set of rules for Luigi's Raceway is what we're going to call it. That's going to be awesome.
I want to know why you need the square Kleenex boxes.
Oh, yeah. I'm collecting square Kleenex boxes, so you can drop those off at the library if you want. But I am making Minecraft blocks out of them.
What's Minecraft?
So Minecraft is a really massive online game, building game mostly, and it's pretty awesome. It's really popular, specifically among youth, and it's just fabulous.
You know, I have a 9-year-old great-grandson that loves Minecraft.
Yes, so I'm building some Minecraft blocks that'll just kind of be out so people can kind of play with them as just something that's there for them to do.
But you know what? Almost anybody of any age should know about Mario Brothers, wouldn't you think?
I would think that's a pretty generational
thing.
So I think that when, and that's And if not, it's just funny to watch a bunch of adults wearing cardboard cars running around the running around in the grass. So it's going to be really awesome. And we'll also have story time with Hagrid, which we're really, really stoked about. It's just a regular children's story time, but Hagrid will be from Harry Potter will be hosting that one.
He might be universal. Mm-hmm. Thank you for explaining.
I thought maybe everybody knew Harry Potter. But
the first books I read to my three grandsons were Harry Potter.
That's fabulous.
I love that so much. The youngest was too young. He was only 3 and a half, but you know what? He was so fascinated that he said quietly, "Well, you are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. By golly, we want to come back.
Dusty house, hard to heat or cool rooms, dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, all. Shelby's still with me, and we're still talking about Fandomania. What didn't you have time to share? Go for it.
So we are highlighting artists, performers, and local businesses. So if you are a local artist, a local business, who might want to be showcased at Fandomania, you should contact me at the library. My name is Shelby Marks, and you can just call the main number, 759-3040, and ask for me, and we can chat about having you come to our event.
What a great opportunity out there. Go home and share. Go to your workplace and share. What a wonderful opportunity. What else?
Just that we're really excited for the day. And we hope to be able to offer a whole amazing lineup worth of events for you guys. So.
Okay. Now, we're excited about Fandomania, but the teen library is there all the time.
Always.
What's your closing information or thoughts to share about teen library?
Just that we really appreciate our teens in our community, and we are so excited to be here and to offer those services, and we are always around. the place?
You know, because I serve on a can't think of the name. I serve on an advisory group for the Humboldt School District for the superintendent, so I'm fully aware of the amazing teens we have in our area.
Totally.
We are more than fortunate. We are truly blessed. So, as many of you know, I always like to leave you a thought to think about. So this one's a little long. Hang in there. Stick with me. But it made me stop and think. Living selflessly does not mean that you don't have a healthy sense of your unique qualities as a human being, or that you don't have the ego needed to function in the world. It means that you are not limited by a narrow or rigid view of self. You are no longer dominated by the ego. Pay attention, folks. We all have ego, and we need to manage it and not let it manage us. Do you have any last brief words, Ms. Shelby? I want to thank you. It's been fun. I've enjoyed every second
of it. Thank you for having us. Me, I guess.
Having you.
From the library.
So when you recover from fandomania,
yep.
What will be the next item on your list, to-do list?
So that next one is that improvised role-playing game in September. But we always just have stuff going on. School will be starting back up, so
right.
We'll be getting back in with working with some of the schools in our community and getting them ready.
All right, we're watching our countdown. But what would you like to say to the teens that have never been to our library or even the Prescott Library? Just
yes.
Don't understand library land.
Absolutely. So, you know, the library is not just a place where you are shushed and you have to sit quietly and read a book. So if that's not what you're into, that's not what we are. And so the teen library, both here in Prescott Valley as well as Prescott, I mean, there's a whole staff that's dedicated just to serving you in our community because you're important to us in our community. And so, you know, there's also ways that you can get involved at the library to make that space more your space. We have our teen advisory board that meets twice a month, and they plan programs, and it's an amazing way to get involved in the library as well as to put on a resume and be involved in your community.
You know, for me, it was Adventureland. It was, I could go and I could pretend, I could escape, and books for me are learning,
mm-hmm.
They're adventure, they're escaping, and most of all, it makes me relax. It's shocking to me to learn that I know people that never open a book. And so we work really hard in both our children's library.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And our teen library to share the excitement, the adventures, and the whole world that opens up to us when we appreciate a book. It's way more than movies. It's way more than soccer, people. There's a whole world caught between the pages of books, and you've got to open to enjoy it. Goodbye, all.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.